Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Greetings to you this day, my sisters and brothers, saints and sinners, children of God. As some of you may know, I'm involved with and participate in several programs at the California State Prison known as San Quentin, because as part of my calling into ministry is also to carry the love and grace that God has bestowed upon me with me into those facilities and share it with those within. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday evening, there is a prisoner-run program known as the Restorative Justice Roundtable, of which they have cycles. It's an 8-month cycle or 6 to 8 month cycle, and a new one is starting this coming Wednesday and Thursday. And every week, 2 to 8 or 10 volunteer guests come in to San Quentin and join nearly 90 prisoners in groups of 6 to 10 people discussing restorative justice and the impact on prisoners, the victims' families, their own families, and the communities they leave behind on the outside. Now, if you've not heard of restorative justice, let me give you a quick rundown. You see, the criminal justice system as we know it today is one that is, for the most part, what we call a retributive justice system. And what that means is it's designed to punish or take revenge on the offender. It is based on the simple notion that those who offend against people, property, or society, as we deem with our laws, deserve to be punished for their crimes. And while that may be true, the simple fact is the system and the resulting punishment as it works in our society, neglecting holistic considerations such as deeper motivation for criminal acts such as poverty, mental illness, apathy resulting from long-term abuse or perhaps post-traumatic stress disorder, and simple ignorance of the consequences of one's actions. It also has a tendency of causing further harm to the offender and victim, even the offender's family and the community. Now, restorative justice, on the other hand, would argue that while crime destroys both people and relationships, justice should seek to have the opposite effect, to restore and repair people and their relationships with each other and the community as a whole. And as such, restorative justice, or as we sometimes like to refer to it as RJ, is designed not to simply warehouse offenders until an arbitrary date in the future without having done anything to actually address the reasons behind their offenses, but it empowers the offenders to take steps to redress the nature of their offenses and the impact it has on the lives of those around them. In our current retributive justice system, neither offender nor victim, or the victim's families in some dire circumstances, has any agency whatsoever in justice matters. The offender is disempowered from making any sort of amends for their wrongdoing. The victim and family have virtually no ability whatsoever to confront the offender with questions as to why they did it, or to tell them about the impact that their offense has had on their lives. And members of the offender's family's ability to participate in society has been lessened by the removal of the offender from their lives. And members of the victim's families have trust and participation in society has been severely impacted as well. Restorative justice, on the other hand, gives offenders and the affected parties an opportunity to dialogue and move toward healing and reconciliation. Restorative justice does not at all seek to remove the sentencing from prison offenders, nor should it. However, it does permit them to evolve from being resentful and angry wards of the state to individuals who become accountable for their actions and past behavior, willing to give back to their communities and society as a whole, whatever they may. And it goes a long way towards what the California rehabilitation system all too often fails at: rehabilitation. And so men and women who were once what would many consider hopelessly lost to society, criminals, are now made ready to re-enter the public as a productive, functional member of society. They have had a change of heart and a change of mind. They are repentant. Now, the Mark text that we have for today is one that we usually find the first Sunday of Lent, whether it be Matthew, Mark, Luke. And this year we are in the Mark cycle. And with good reason. This is the text that talks about Jesus going into the wilderness. But Mark only devotes two verses. And there seem to be some particulars about the wilderness narrative in this gospel that are missing, that we find in Matthew and Luke. Gone are the specific temptations that Satan has given Jesus. We just hear it mentioned that Jesus is tempted by Satan. And we have a brief narrative of Jesus being baptized by John and being claimed by the Holy Spirit, whereupon he is driven out into the wilderness. And we move right into these two short verses. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and angels waited on him. It's as if Mark is not really interested in explaining what the specific temptations that Satan offers. Are Mark's audience already familiar with the particulars? Or is Mark's focus not so much on the defeat of Satan by Jesus at this time, which happens at the very start of Mark's gospel, and more to the point on the good news that Jesus has for the world? And he comes right out of the wild immediately following. The 40 days pass in two verses. And he's declaring the time has come, and he's preaching a message that is essentially summarized in a very short statement in verse 15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Now, if you're like me, you might be a little frightened of the word repent. Now, for me, it brings to mind an image of this earnest sidewalk preacher on the corner of 14th and Broadway with a sign declaring that people must repent of their wicked ways or be faced with the judgment of the world. His sign speaking of nothing but sins and evils. Repent! 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 And what? Where is the fulfillment? Where is the love of God? Where is the hope? Jesus' statement is neither solely a declaration of repentance. He does not simply say repent on its own, but repent and believe in the good news. It doesn't end with repentance, but on an up note that we believe. And not that we believe in anything, but the good news that he has to share with us. Repent is not merely a demand on God to beg his forgiveness, to move toward contrition as we are so often associating the word. Repent is our translation of a Greek word, metanoiate, or we often see it as simply metanoia. Maybe some of you have heard of that word before, but it literally means change your mind. Or more accurately, change the way your mind is going. Certainly, it is not simply about changing your mind about wearing a blue shirt and instead wearing a black one that day, because you feel better in it. It's about changing the way our minds think about the way that we have been living. This message that comes beginning with Jesus' baptism in the spirit of John and through the temptation of Jesus in the desert by Satan is about changing our minds about living in harmful and destructive ways. So when Jesus is saying, repent and believe in the good news, he's not telling us that we must do some awful penance to be calculated and described by outside authorities, but that the penance is, in fact, changing our minds, our hearts, that we need only seek the path of Christ, that Christ has laid out for us, the way of God, that he has not bad news about the punishment that we are about to receive, but good news, gospel, about what he is to us and where he comes from. God has not come to destroy the earth. As we read in our first reading today from Genesis, God has entered into a covenantal relationship with us. Just look at the rainbow that we find in the sky after it rains. I know not many of us remember what it looks like when it rains. We could use some, couldn't we? But look at the rainbow and remember that God does not wish to destroy the earth, but that we are his loving creation. He loves us. And so the time that we spend these 40 days that started this past Wednesday and continues to the end of Holy Week is not the time for us to suffer. It's not a time for us to punish ourselves. We fast, yes. We pray. We give alms during this period, because it gives us an opportunity to reflect back on what Jesus Christ means for us in our lives. And those of us who are on the outside, those of us who are not locked up behind the walls of prison, can still find it in ourselves to seek where sin enters our lives, where it affects us, where we find ourselves not being kind to our neighbors when we can, where we are impolite by our own thoughtlessness, where we are unforgiving because of our bruised egos. We can simply learn something in this Lent, in this time of reflection. We can pray and become centered, carrying our Lord and Savior out of Sunday morning and into the rest of our lives. And so this coming Wednesday, when I go into San Quentin and enter into a new restorative justice cycle with the prisoners, many of whom, about half of whom, this will be their first time taking one of the restorative justice cycle courses. It'll be a first time for them, for some of them, to actually take an active look at their own accountability. And I know while we're in there watching these men learn and grow, while we're in there, I know that the Holy Spirit will also be in that place, helping me, helping them, helping all of us to grow and change. God calls us to be reconciled, to be recovered, and to be restored. This, my sisters and brothers, is indeed the good news that Jesus Christ has given us in our life today, and that we can, even as we live in our own self-examination, in our fasting and self-discipline, in our praying and meditation, in our almsgiving, in our almsgiving and our service, be fulfilled in the comfort of God's loving arms. Amen.
Amen.